Thank you, everyone. Hope you enjoyed lunch. We'll continue with our awards, but first, a very special announcement. Here is NASCAR Chairman and CEO Brian France.
Welcome back. You know, several years ago, NASCAR made a commitment to go green, to be a true environmental leader. And now, we're blazing trails in recycling, waste reduction, carbon neutralization, and alternative energy. Most recently, we announced a transition to a new, greener fuel, Sunoco Green E15, made with American ethanol from corn growers in the nation's heartland. We're pleased and extremely proud to support American farmers with high-quality, renewable fuel produced on American soil. Today, NASCAR is also proud to announce a major new partnership with American ethanol and the industry of American ethanol, led by the ethanol advocacy group, Growth Energy. Growth Energy is a coalition of U.S. ethanol supporters, including farmers and members of the ethanol supply chain. Many are here with us celebrating Championship Week here in Las Vegas. I hope you get to meet these hardworking, fine people. NASCAR and American ethanol are ideal partners. NASCAR is a family-owned American sport, and ethanol produced from harvests of American-owned farms across our heartland. Overall, there will be 100 agriculture entities involved in this major new relationship. From the garage to the grandstands, these farmers, these small businesses, will be immersed in NASCAR, serving as ambassadors of the sport. The entire NASCAR community will benefit as American ethanol supports drivers, teams, tracks, through a broad range of marketing, advertising, at-track hospitality programs, and a season-long contingency award called the American Green Flag Restart Award, given to the driver who records the fastest average speeds during the event and finishes on the lead lap. The significant commitment from the American agricultural shows our sport remains a vibrant platform for communicating a message and a viable proving ground for the green economy. Let me just point your attention, if you will, to the video.
As the leader in American motorsports, NASCAR takes its responsibility of making the right choices very seriously. And you can't make a choice without making a change. 2 years ago, NASCAR leadership made a bold pledge to the world and our environment. And now, starting with the 2011 season, for the first time ever, every lap will be fueled by Sunoco Green E15, a fuel that includes 15% renewable American ethanol, which is produced from corn grown and harvested on farms across our country, and made right here in the USA.
We want to be a place that new companies and existing companies feel very comfortable that NASCAR is a sport headed in a smart green direction. We took a long time to try to figure out who the best partner could be, the best direction, because there were a lot of choices. But when you looked at it all, the Growth Energy Group are so committed to figuring out what makes sense. It's done here in the U.S. It's not somewhere else being imported in. And so there was a lot of good reasons that we looked at Growth Energy.
Growth Energy, the newest partner in the NASCAR family, is a leader in promoting and fulfilling the promise of American ethanol, a renewable source of cleaner burning energy from the bounty of America's farmers. American ethanol also helps create new green jobs and a renewed sense of pride for the American worker while helping achieve greater energy independence for our country.
Being part of that whole process as a corn grower from South Dakota gives me a great feeling that I am having an impact and having a positive impact not only on the United States of America but on the world climate as a whole.
If you go to any community in America where an ethanol plant has been built, what you see is jobs, both direct and indirect jobs, and a tax base for that local community to support the infrastructure that's necessary, whether it's schools or highways or hospitals. These are new jobs. These are jobs that can be created right here.
We made tremendous strides in the efficiency of making ethanol. We've cut energy usage in half. We've cut water usage in half. We've learned how to use renewables, products to power our own facilities. We've learned how to get far more out of every bushel than we did just a decade ago.
NASCAR is launching this landmark fuel advancement because it's the right choice for our sport, our fans, our country, and our planet. This decisive endeavor builds on NASCAR's industry-leading efforts in recycling, land conservation, solar power, and other innovative initiatives aimed at addressing the sport's environmental impact. And it illustrates a long-term strategic commitment to NASCAR Green.
Green in the microenvironment of a NASCAR event, and everything that it takes to put it on, from the racing itself to the broadcast to the live event at the racetrack and everything about that, really provides a terrific stress test, real-world environment for green products and solutions to be shown how relevant they are, how they can save money, how they can make money, be long-term viable, and reduce environmental impact for everybody.
Well, American ethanol is a perfect fit for the great American sport of NASCAR stock car racing. And it's pretty cool that farmers are able to watch racing on Sunday that's made possible through their efforts growing corn throughout the week.
Well, all Americans are doing what they can to be more green. And I think it's a natural step for NASCAR. The ethanol actually is making more power than just regular gasoline. So I think that should be exciting for the fans to know that the cars will be running a little bit faster. And for the drivers, that's something important also.
From the green fields of the heartland to the green flags of race day, the move to American ethanol is the boldest step yet as NASCAR continues to put sustainability at the forefront of our sport.
Thank you. Kind of proud of that video. Now I'd like to introduce the CEO of the largest ethanol producer in the United States, Poet. Please welcome Jeff Broin.
Thank you, Brian, and thanks to all of you for inviting us here today as NASCAR celebrates another great season. Congratulations. We're also here today to celebrate a historic partnership between two unique American industries, NASCAR and American ethanol. It is thrilling to be part of this great sport. We at Growth Energy are excited to tell American ethanol's great story to all the drivers, teams, and the tens of millions of NASCAR fans. American ethanol is not only high performance, it is also made by American farmers and American workers, and it cleans our air and reduces our dependence on foreign oil. This is a great day for NASCAR, the American ethanol industry, and millions of American farmers. Today we are all proud to now be part of the NASCAR family. Now let me introduce one of those farmers, Bart Schott, a North Dakota farmer and president of the National Corn Growers Association, a valued partner of American ethanol.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you to Brian France and the rest of the NASCAR Nation. I farm in Cullen, North Dakota, and I know firsthand what ethanol means to the American farmer. I am an American farmer. American ethanol means a steady market for the rapidly increasing supply of corn that we grow in this country. But American ethanol is more than that. American ethanol is an opportunity drawing on the strength, ingenuity of American farmers to produce our nation's own source of fuel. I know we can do this. American farmers are the most productive in the world. We can grow twice the grain per acre than in China. We can grow twice the grain that the Brazilians do per acre. This year's corn harvest was the third largest in U.S. history. With precision farming, innovation, and technology, American farmers can double our harvest within 30 years. We embrace the challenge of meeting the demand for food, for livestock, for feed, and for ethanol. Now let me introduce retired four-star general and former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, General Wesley Clark, co-chairman of Growth Energy.
Well, thank you. As Bart said, I'm here today as co-chairman of Growth Energy. Now, this partnership will have a tremendous impact. It'll be helpful for American ethanol. It'll tell a very important story to millions of American race fans every weekend. The story boils down to this. Our nation has the capacity right now to meet more of our demand for transportation fuel than ever before and meet that demand from domestic sources. I'm talking about turning to the farm fields of the Midwest to secure our nation's energy future. By investing today in domestic ethanol, we'll be creating jobs for decades here in the United States, in Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, all the states that have been so hard hit. We can do that with ethanol. American ethanol creates jobs, it cuts carbon emissions, and it strengthens national security. Today we begin to tell the great American story of ethanol in partnership with another great American story, the story of NASCAR. There's probably nothing more American than NASCAR, and there's no fuel more American than ethanol. Thank you, and God bless America.
Thank you, General. We'd like to welcome all of the members of Growth Energy who have joined us here this afternoon. As Brian referenced, this new partnership will result in a new contingency award, the American Ethanol Green Flag Restart Award. Cars participating in the program will carry a special contingency decal which will surround the fuel port where the new Sunoco Green E15 racing fuel will be dispensed. So at this time, we're joined by a couple of other great products from America's heartland over by the doors. 1989 Sprint Cup champion Rusty Wallace and current Sprint Cup star Carl Edwards will help to unveil the new decal being displayed on a special show car, along with giving us a preview of the new green flags that will be used next season bearing the American Ethanol logo. Gentlemen,